And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma, and we've got a great guest for you today. Right direct from the ranch, Rancho Leonero in Bahazis Cape, it's John Ireland right here. So you stay tuned. This is going to be Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app. San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. I always say today's one of the easiest shows of the year, talking about my most favorite place to be. Perfect day to have John in here. It's like a transformation day. Like no wind, no overcast, no cold. I just want to think about being at the ranch.
Yeah.
Sunshine, sipping a marg, thinking about where I'm going to fish tomorrow. Like today's going to be a great show, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Pete.
Hey,
good
John.
Morning,
Rick.
Hey, great to have you. And, yeah, it's a day like today here in Southern California.
Right.
We just had some rain. It's cold. It's a perfect day for the ranch because it's probably beautiful, sunny, and flat.
It is. No, it has. The weather's been real, real nice, especially this last week. It's been nice and flat. Water's warmed up a bunch. It was 68 degrees last week, and it matched up to 73
wow.
now. Yeah, and they're catching fish. It's season has started.
How sweet. Like you just showed us a couple of really nice yellows and some nice Dorado.
Catching big Dorado and big yellowtail, which is real common for this time of year. And striped marlin are happening. And they're catching a lot of white bonito, which has been going on for, the last year. There's large schools of them, and they make great sushi and good eating tuna.
Yeah.
For sure.
So cool.
Yeah, a lot of fishing's good, and weather's been nice. So we're ready to roll.
So are you officially open now?
Oh, yeah. And
you've been
actually,
open, really,
yeah,
right?
We actually never closed, no. And we don't anymore, but we don't really push the winter months because of the wind and the weather. But now we're in our season, and we've been sending boats out, two or three boats a day for the last week. We've been open for about a week now, really full on with boats in the water and everything. And they're catching fish right out in front. Geez, right, you can... you sit there and out on the front patio and watch the boats the way you send them out. And I don't know what all the anglers think they're getting gypped because they don't get much of a boat ride.
I don't have a problem without a boat ride.
Yeah, exactly. That's fine with me.
No. Yeah, normally you can see the boats all day long. You're catching a couple of high spots right in front, one right off the front of Gary Burns Webb House, probably 3/4 mile off. All the boats bunch up on that, and I guess they're just jigging ballyhoo on the bottom is what's really working. That
really?
And iron for the yellowtail, yeah. Huh. And catching nice fish. You know, we don't really have small yellowtail. We don't have the small schooling fish. Very seldom you see one under 10 or 15 pounds. And right now they're running between 15 and 30, something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice
two
fish.
Or three per boat, and some nice Dorado mixed with them, and a good marlin bite. It's interesting. Very few people go out there and go after the marlin. And they're right on the bank right in front as well, you know. And very light pressure on the marlin right now, especially when the game fish are biting.
You were showing us pictures this morning of just, you know, the last couple of days of guys, big yellows, 25, 30-pound yellows, and big bull Dorado. I mean, it just wasn't things that I would associate with March time, seeing big bulls like that. And
right.
Yeah, it looks like it's a really good fishing.
You know, the Dorado fishing really is... it is unusual for this time of year, the Dorado. However, you know, the water's in the 70s.
Yeah, sure.
You know, and anytime you hit 70-degree water or better, then you can run into them. Normally this time of year, they're catching a yellowfin off the lighthouse. You know, they're casting off the beach. I don't know how it's all possible. Right off the lighthouse there, Punta Reina, real, real deep drop-off. You know, 10 feet off the beach, and you're in 100 feet of water. And further out you go, the deeper you go. But it attracts, the fish come right up on it. And so they're catching there. I haven't heard any this year. That doesn't mean they're not. But in the pastures, they catch yellowfin right off the beach, cast an iron.
That is so cool.
Yeah. Nice size fish, 30, 40-pound fish.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, those of our listeners that may not be familiar with ranch, which is hard to believe that they wouldn't be at this point, why don't you describe the ranch and where it is and all that?
It's about 45 minutes from the Cabo Airport. It's on the East Cape, just on the lee of the peninsula, just up to where, on the inside, where you're really lead enough to where it's lake-like most of the time, really, very, very flat water. But we, of course, enjoy all the pelagic species that you get out over in Cabo, and we have the advantage on the East Cape, fishing-wise, we can fish right up against the beach because it is so flat, so you don't have to worry about the giant surf and all that like you would on the other side when you're going for the gallos, the rooster fish, and some of the rockfish inside like that. And it's real, real good fishing down by us. The ranch is about 350 acres and about a mile and a half of beachfront now, beautiful on a beautiful point. Punta Soledad is the name of the point it sits on, and it's got a beautiful reef in front. It's a special spot, you know. It really, really is.
It is a special spot.
Yeah.
And so much has gone on there in the recent. They're building a Four Seasons and a Mon. They have this, people are buying $20 million lots right down the street.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's really crazy what's happened over the past years. I honestly preferred it in the old days, you know.
Yeah.
But now it's grown. It's part of Cabo. And the Four Seasons is about 3.5 miles down the beach. And they've completed that. We've got the marina, the Robert Trent Jones 18-hole golf course, a beautiful golf course they built. And now they're building an Aman. And Aman is a real, real high-end. It's a Middle Eastern outfit that owns, I forget which country it is, but they're like 7-star. You know, the rooms start at like $3,000 a night.
Oh, my.
Get out of here.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. And then there's two or three other hotels that are going in down below, and a marina north of us, so yeah, things are definitely changed.
Yeah, but the ranch is still the same.
Yeah, with that
ranch
said,
ranch hasn't changed a lick in all the years. And our guests, of course, no one wants me to change anything, so that's the big comment. Don't change it. Don't change it. So we try to improve it, but not change it.
So did you do any work this winter?
Yeah, we did. We always do. You know, there's a lot of maintenance. We're sitting out there on that point. Like every year, I mean, this is stuff you don't see, but you know, our piers metal and all that, so we actually have to sand everything metal on the ranch. Once a year, we have a huge sandblaster. We sandblast everything down to bare metal. We take the gates off and all the metal furniture and the pier and everything, anything metal, and we repaint. We sand it all down and just to bare metal, and then put primer on it and base. And that's an ongoing stuff. Every year, we have to do that. But quite a project. That pier is pretty good size. And We sand and paint all the wood on the doors, and we haven't really done anything new, rebuilt everything, but we always, the maintenance is
maintenance. You've got to keep it up, and you keep it in beautiful shape, too.
And it is in great shape. And all the landscaping, you know, since the last couple of years where we left the hotel open over the winter, the hotel stays much better rather than just having it empty for a couple months. So it's nice, and all the landscaping. It's a beautiful spot.
It is.
At least by this guy on the radio show today, guys.
Yeah. You know, and the thing is about it is it's so easy to get to. Because Cabo has become such a mecca, and it's just basically ruined, in my opinion. I mean, it is just ridiculous down there.
You can't find a parking place. When I first down there, you could shoot a cannon down the middle.
Yeah.
None of the streets are paved. There was there's not a street light in town. This is 1979, right? It was wonderful. It was nice. And the East Cape has really kept that flavor and still has. You know, from the ride to the airport, it might be a little bit longer, but there's not one traffic light. The whole way. Once you get out by the airport there and get through, there's no traffic lights, no stop signs, anything.
It still has the old flavor of Mexico, too. It's not, you know, $18 margaritas and
$3,000 rooms.
Yeah, $3,000 rooms and stuff like that. It's still that old flavor of Mexico.
Really,
And the other thing, too, is the access to everything there is so much easier. You don't have to, you know, fight reservations or go here, go there, fight crowds or anything like
that. So much better.
For whatever that may be. For the food, for the fishing, for the, you know, for the different, you know, fun activities you want to do, all of it is available right there just for the guests at the ranch.
Right.
Well, you know, in Los Barriles and Buena Vista, there's a bunch of new restaurants, too.
Yeah.
One in particular that Jennifer and I have started going to pretty regularly is La Playa. And it's really, really nice. But you go out, like, you have lunch there. Here, if you go to lunch, you know, for us, if we have a couple of beers or whatever, it's, you know, almost $100. There, lunch is $30-$40 still.
Yeah. Where is La Playa?
Breakfast is $20. La Playa is just up from Palmas de Cortez, just up the beach a little ways.
Okay. All right. On the beach.
Right on the beach.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That sounds cool.
That sounds like a great spot.
Yeah. No, a really, really nice spot. Really good food. We went there for Valentine's Day and had tomahawks. I don't know if they had a tomahawk. It's a steak.
Oh, yeah.
For the rib bones.
Fred Flintstone steak.
Awesome. It was awesome, you know. And there were four of us, and we had tomahawks and drinks and everything. It was like $170.
Oh, my.
We had a couple of bottles of wine. So everything's. In Cabo, that would have been, honestly, $1,000.
Yeah.
Stunning how
it's. But the advantage, because Cabo's become such a kind of a heavy destination worldwide, even that gives the advantage to come to the ranch very easily because there's so many flights in and out of Cabo, right?
When I went in last time, I was in last week, and there were 12 planes all up against the ranch, all up and down.
Wow,
that airport is something. It's really, really, really busy.
Yeah.
I fly a lot now. I fly domestic. I'll fly on Volaris, and I'll fly into Tijuana, in and out of Tijuana.
Sure. So easy.
It's actually easier.
Way easier. You don't have to do the COVID test.
Well, the paperwork going back up, not going in, paperwork's not bad, but going back up, you have to track you. They have a formula where they track you. You have to show them that you've had your test within 24 hours. It's just a whole list of things that you need to do in paperwork. And we got the dog, too, as well.
Yeah.
And none of that when you're going domestic on Volaris.
Yeah.
We fly Volaris so much more often. The last time we went to the ranch, a few months for the Let's Talk Hookup tournament, we had credit that we needed to fly Alaska, so we flew Alaska. And I will say the one thing about the test, though, you guys sure make it easy for that, too, because we had to do the COVID test, and John, you know, just had it all done right there at the ranch. We didn't have to go anywhere. Yeah. We didn't have to do anything. We weren't worried about how to find somebody and how to make sure it was time. I mean, literally, we were at the bar and, hey, Rick, the COVID person's here. We walked over. We took our test that was emailed right to us. We printed it out right there. I mean, so if you are doing it, going across, they sure make it easy. But I'm with you. The TJ flight's where it's at.
Yeah.
So inexpensive. So easy to do. The customs is the fastest you'll ever deal with.
I get out of there faster. It's a little longer walk, you know. But I actually get through there faster than I would going into Lindbergh.
Yeah.
I really do. And it's easier. A lot of times I'll fly down on Alaska because not much paperwork and pretty easy, and then I'll fly back.
Okay, that's a good tip.
Yeah. Work it both ways and save a little money, too.
Yeah, and that's the thing is that Alaska, at least out of San Diego, I don't know what it's like out of, you know, San Francisco or L.A., but Valeris is like a third of the price.
Or more.
Or less sometimes. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm going back down. I was going to go fly down Sunday, and it was $780 one way.
Whew.
On Sunday. And then on Monday, this is Alaska, it was $109. So what stay am I going, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's they're all over the board, and they really can be expensive. Normally on Valaris, you can do a round trip for $200.
Yeah. I flew down to Cabo last month for $125 round trip.
No, yeah.
Round trip.
Round trip.
That's
on Valaris.
So crazy.
Yeah.
And if you shop, you get some phenomenal fares. It's crazy how they can even do
it. Yeah, I know. It's volume.
Yeah,
well, no. And it's come. You know, people say, you know, they're real nervous about the CBX or Valaris. It's great airline.
It is.
I mean, it's a budget airline. It's kind of like flying Southwest or something like that.
Totally,
it's all brand new equipment.
Richest guy in Mexico owns it, right?
But Carlos Slim owns it, and they're all Airbuses, and they're all brand new.
Yeah,
all the equipment's really, really good.
And it's easy. I mean, I always hear so much intrepidation about the. About the airport in TJ itself, and the same thing. I mean, it's just no big deal. I mean, it's Starbucks, it's a Subway, it's, you know, it's just the whole process is easy. If you are, you know, if that is the thing that is, you know, you're hesitant on, man, just go for it.
Yeah.
Rosie said the best thing too, like the second you get into the CBX line, you kind of can't screw up. You know, you can only go one direction, you know, and eventually next thing you know, boom, you're in the airport. Like, it's just easy.
Yeah.
And they're nice. You know, the people are really nice. The Mexicans all the way through.
They're fantastic.
Everybody's once polite. And,
yeah.
And the airport is never as crowded as it is, say, at Lindbergh or anything.
No.
Totally.
It's a smaller, you know, really much easier airport in all ways.
Oh, for sure.
Strongly suggest.
Yeah. So but if you're in L.A., there's nonstop flights out of L.A. There's nonstop flights out of San Francisco, San Jose.
Phoenix,
I mean, you can go pretty much Phoenix anywhere.
Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
Houston.
Yeah. And I can fly direct from New York, maybe even now.
They're back to nonstops from New York.
Jeez, crazy.
It is, right?
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show talking a great spot, Rancho Lanier on Baja's East Cape, and love to have you join us.
Absolutely, man. Going to be a great show talking all kinds of fun. We're going to be talking fishing, talking travel, and talking a great time at the ranch. And we want to hear from you. If you want to join us this morning, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's our phone number. Or shoot us a text, that great text the show option. Our texts are already rolling through here this morning. And if you want to send us a text, it's only available during the Let's Talk Hookup app, which is a free download. It's easy to find, and it's the only way to send your text into Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, are we giving away a killer prize.
Yeah.
Speaking of sunny, Baja, beautiful Rancho Leonero, one lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win a pair of brand-new Costa sunglasses. You get a certificate, and it's good for an order of any pair of Costa Del Mar at CostaDelMar.com, up to a $300 value.
Yeah.
The texters and callers are both eligible. We're going to flip a coin at the end of the show to see if the winner is going to be drawn from the callers or from the texters. So, boy, send your call, send your text. Get a chance to talk to John, talk to Rancho Lanero, and maybe get yourself a brand new pair of Costas.
And again, I got to remind you, you know, we get a lot of texts. We get 100 texts a show.
100 a show.
And you've got a much better chance if you want to win a pair of Costas by calling. Just a little hint there, a little inside hint.
No doubt. Inside baseball. That's for sure. Well, we got a great show for you. Again, if you want to get us on the phones, that's 213-432-1090, or send us a text via the Let's Talk Hookup app. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, reading those texts, and talking a whole lot with John Ireland. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking. And I got to tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop. Like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling i11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs, featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all-new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar-sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Costa sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Costa is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Costa was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at CostaSunglasses.com.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Bizzano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Again, having a great time here this morning. Can't wait to be talking about my favorite place, Rancho Leonero. Again, if you want to get through, the phone number is 213-432-1090. Not only your chance to talk some Eastgate, but also your chance of winning a brand new pair of Costas.
Phones are packing up, so you better get in there.
No doubt about
it, man. Well, let's go ahead and jump into it.
Sounds good. We're going to start with Tom. Tom's calling us from Temecula this morning. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. Morning, John. We have reservations for the end of April down there for the very first time. We're very, very much looking forward to it, my wife and myself. And one of the things we're kind of, well, we're going to be doing for the first time is flying out of Tijuana, too. And so it's going to be groundbreaking for us. It's been years and years since I've been at the East Cape. And the last time we went down there was basically with a motorhome and fished, you know, off the beach and stuff like that. Are your fish types that we're going to be fishing for, are they pretty accurate to your chart that you have, you know, on online as far as, you know, what will probably be available towards the end of April?
Right. You know, we do our best, you know, and the fish, you know, the water never gets much below 70 degrees. So at any time, you can have almost any species in there, literally. We do our best to try to keep it. For example, now we're catching a lot of Dorado, which is not real normal in this time of year. And yet here they are. And the Wahoo are always kind of in and out. You can never quite tell. Everything's kind of unpredictable. One thing I can tell you, though, something is always biting. There's so many different species on the East Cape to target and go for. Always something going on. Right now we've got Yellowtail, Dorado, Striped Marlin, and they're catching a lot of White Bonito, which is a good sushi fish. And that'll continue. Certainly the marlin bite is probably one of our most consistent bites. Striped marlin are in year-round, and they're right on the banks, right out in front of the hotel. So that's pretty much guaranteed almost any time of year. And yellowfin, the boats haven't been ranging out very far. We've really only been really in action for the last week, but my guess would be is the yellowfin are outside as well. So everything's lighting up right now, and end of April, the water temp will be up, buttoned up against 80 degrees, 78 to 80 degrees. So the fish will be there. It's a good time of year to come. Spring is a beautiful time.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
It really is. Temp is good. The water's warm. Man, you can't beat it. You're going to enjoy yourself, Tom.
That white bonita fishing that you were talking about, how is that mostly done? Is it a live bait thing? Is it trolling? And then what's the size of those things on average?
Well, they're big, you know. Everything, it seems like in the East Cape, you know, everything is quite a bit bigger than, because they're not pelagics that are running around, you know, they're kind of home guard fish and they tend to get bigger. But these white bonita range between 5 and 12 pounds, mm-hmm. I say something like that, maybe up to 15 pounds. But they're real, real good eating, real white meat.
And bring that fisherman's processing pokey mix down, and oh boy, make some great pokey out of it.
Right. Yeah. And that's something we do at the hotel, and almost every evening when we're catching tuna, or we'll prepare your fish any way you want it, is there's sushi up at the bar, free sushi.
Yeah.
If everybody's willing to share, you know, we got wasabi, and we really deck it up. The guys do a great job with your tuna, with your fish of any kind, they'll cook it for you.
Yeah,
you're going to have such a great time, Tom.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just so much good going down there.
Yeah, and you'll enjoy the CBX and the whole Tijuana experience.
Yeah, you know,
it's really, people are intimidated by it, you know, and they shouldn't be. You can park there for $15 a day. You walk across. I mean, there's a few learning curves, but it's basically very easy.
I think the first time you're never going to have an issue with it. I'm confident about that. The first time it might take you a little bit longer because, like, oh, are we going? We go here, we go there, we do this, we do that. But, like, none of it will be an issue. And once you've gone through once, it is a breeze.
Yeah.
You'll love it.
One thing that I might add, too, is that if you're going to take rods down, take travel rods. Or use the rods at Rancho Del Nero, because taking a rod tube down through Tijuana kind of changes up things. If you take a regular suitcase through, you can check that suitcase and then carry it across on the U.S. side, walk it across, and then you just boom, and then you go in the airport. If you carry a rod tube down, you have to go into the general area of the Tijuana airport, which can get a little crowded sometimes, and it just kind of changes the ease of getting in and out of there.
Right. We have a lot of rods down there, so if you have a favorite reels and lures and everything, of course, bring all that down, but pack it in your check bag, not in your carry-on bag, and we'll marry it up to a nice rod, and
you're good. And that way, you don't have to bring down a rod tube.
We're seeing it's doable,
do it all the time,
yeah,
but it's just
complicated. Done it. We'll continue
it
to. But well, you're right about that. That was a good tip.
We're seeing a lot less rod carriers. People are not bringing stuff down like they used to.
Plus, it's expensive now. It's like
just gonna say
$60
that.
Each way.
Yeah, they hit you quite a bit more for a full size rod tube.
Yeah. No doubt. Hey, Tom, have a great time. I know you will.
Yeah, you will for sure, Tom. We'll see you down there. I'll be down there in April.
Well, hey, thanks a good a text that came through for you, John. Says, John, could you talk a little bit about the, and he put it in quotes because we know there really isn't much of one, the off-season at the ranch, December through maybe March. My wife loves visiting anytime, as do I, as a little getaway from the cold and possibly rainy weather. Could you give us a little rundown of what there is to do during the off-season? And he said, we're going to see you in about 2 weeks. That's from Ed Ventura.
Sweet. Very good. Hi, Ed. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. All the snowbirds are down in the hotels. All the hotel season is different than the snowbird season. Town and all that is real, real busy over the winter months. It's kind of ironic because, and then when the hotels are busy, the town is not as busy. But all the restaurants are open. I just mentioned earlier, there's some really, really nice restaurants now in town, very reasonably priced. And normally, the wind probably blows a quarter of the time, right? So if your timing's good, then the weather, then you're going to have flat water. It's absolutely beautiful down there in the winter. You know, the problem is when the wind does blow, it'll blow for 4 or 5 days straight at a time and can blow out a trip. So that's why we don't push it hard. Otherwise, there's lots to do. Of course, the water never gets under 70 degrees normally, and so you can snorkel in front. Everything's there, paddle boards, kayaks, boats are available to go fishing. So really not that much difference and less people, you know. Yeah. You have the hotel.
Rent the quads.
Yeah, the quads.
And that's a big deal, right?
Which is a big deal.
Yeah.
Everybody
and they'll bring them right to the ranch for you.
Yeah, they deliver them right there to the ranch. You can order them. And it's interesting because people come down and they're on a 4 or 5 day trip and they would fish 3 days normally. Now they'll fish 2 days and then they'll take the ATVs one day and go up to the waterfalls and whatever. That's become really the normal, and which is great. And it's one of the few places, it's not legal, but they don't enforce it, so people still run up and down the beach. And then there's canyons. The Sierras are right back behind us, beautiful mountains back there. And there's huge washes that run up into the mountains, and it's great ATVing. I'm
fantastic.
It's killer.
Yeah.
It's
always
killer.
Enjoy doing that.
It's killer.
The other one that got me is in 20 years of going to the ranch, I had never done, until this last trip, taken the time to just go do a snorkel out in front of on the reef. And you've talked about it for years, the amount of fish that's on that reef. In 20 years of doing it, I hadn't. And you weren't lying. I mean, no, it is so full of fish. I mean, just absolutely, from ankle-deep water to as far out as you want to go, that reef is directly in front of the hotel, and it is loaded. It's crystal clear and loaded with fish.
There you go, right down the steps, and it's 4 or 5 steps, and you're in the water.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, honestly, sometimes you'll be in there and you'll be in 5 or 6 feet of water up on the surface and you cannot see the bottom for the fish underneath.
Yeah.
It's a lot of schooling fish in there. It's really, really awesome. Big parrotfish, there's all kinds of tropical species.
I'll never really not throw special. A mask and snorkel in again.
Yeah.
Forever. For the lifetime of going down there,
well,
I'll never not do
that
again.
Here's a good thing. If you don't throw it in,
true.
They have
it
at the ranch for rent.
Yeah. That is
and
true.
We have good equipment.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Nothing worse than a leaky mask, you know what I mean?
And they have fins and everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
We have everything down there.
The other thing, too, for scuba divers, Cabo Pulmo State Park or National Park is
awesome.
Is not far away, and it is fantastic. You need to make reservations ahead of time because it's tough to get into it now, but I don't miss a dive every year at Cabo Pulmo.
Cool.
I've been there dozens of times, and every time I see something new and different.
You can get in there normally. You can normally last minute the day before. We can always find a.
Okay.
We can always get you a spot.
And
for the dives, yeah. But it's an extremely popular spot. You know, there's another one. I've been down there so long, you know. It wasn't a park when I was there. When I started, you know. So we used to hunt on it and spearfish, and that was our place, right? I love that reef. And it's gotten so much better since it's become a park. And the fish are totally unafraid. You can just swim right up to them.
60-pound Cabera snapper and grouper and 100-pound grouper swimming all around
here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, those big parker with these orange eyes that are about the size of tennis balls. You know, it's unbelievable.
That's big fish. That's legit big
fish.
Like, what are those, like, what's their demeanor? And what is it like when you're down there swimming amongst them?
They own it.
Yeah, right. Okay.
and they're not afraid of you.
That's what I'm saying. I could imagine that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
They're kind of unnerving, especially the big grouper, you know. They'll come right up on your mask. And they're attracted to the refraction of on the glass of the mask, and they'll come right up to you nose to nose.
It
worries me that they're just going to snap my mask on. Never happened.
No,
they're
cool.
But they're brave. They're real, real tame. It's an extraordinary experience. It really, really is.
It definitely is.
Is that a broomtail grouper? Is that what's mostly down there?
I think so.
Okay.
Is that the same thing as a golf grouper?
That would be the other. That would be another big one.
The golf groupers, broomtails. Uh-huh. I've probably seen them both.
That's cool.
Yeah.
They're big fish. There's quite a few that are over 100 pounds.
Wow. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that's rad.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And big amberjack and
and schools of Jack Crevel.
Oh my.
Millions of Jack Crevel.
In the middle, and you're in the middle of it.
Oh yeah.
Surrounded.
They'll just cover you and they blank out. You can't see the bottom. You can't see the top. They're just circling all around.
Whole, like, tornado of fish kind of thing. Ah, that's so cool.
It reminds me, when you're down on the bottom, it kind of reminds me of being in the desert with a storm cloud coming over, because you'll just see them.
See them coming.
They block out the sun, you know, and you turn a shade, and all of a sudden they're in the middle of you. It's just all around.
I'm going to do that.
And if you're not a scuba diver, they also have snorkel trips out there,
which
you can arrange, too. So.
At Lover's Beach, now they change it to Iguana Beach, but it used to be Lover's Beach when I was down there in the old days.
In the old days, yeah.
There's a cool little
I'm sure there are stories behind that, for sure. Let's go ahead and jump back
in
the phones. That's
probably pretty smart.
Yeah.
Well, let's get back to him and talk to Chuck. He's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Good morning, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
You got it, Chuck.
So, John, for bringing the family down who aren't all into fishing as much, we do love water stuff, so snorkeling and everything is on there. What is the one land-based activity that you've got to do if you're bringing the family down to kind of get away for a day?
You get on the ATVs. We're just discussing it. You know, they have the big side-by-side set of four-seaters, you know, and take the whole family and go out for a day excursions, go into town, you know. Go up to the waterfalls. That's real common. The families love that. I got my grandkids and our family comes down, and that's the big hit for sure. And of course the water in front. We were just discussing that. It couldn't be safer for the kids. It really couldn't. There's no currents out there. It's very shallow. It's warm, full of fish for the kids to see, and a great, great spot to introduce kids to the water and to diving and snorkeling. It's a special spot. You're going to love it, and the family will love it.
Yeah, and one thing I might suggest with the quads is if on the first time, if you want to go up in the Arroyos and stuff, get a guide. They provide guides for you. They'll take you right up, show you the routes. Not that you're going to get lost, but it's just there's certain roads you need to get up to get to the premium spots.
Right, exactly. And they also provide you with maps as well now. Mm-hmm. You know, every time that you rent one, they give you a map.
That's
and,
cool.
And mark it off and show you where to go as well. And but guides are available as well, and it's hard to get lost because you've got the Sierras on one side of you, the mountains back behind you, and then you've got the ocean on the other side. So you go north-south.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. So
you're going to find home.
You're going to find home eventually, you know.
Dallas's favorite
part
thing
of the adventure
to do now is do that ATV thing. We get the side-by-side, bring a little outdoor speaker, so we got the tunes. Put two like little bass type rods in the back, and then just go up and down the beach and check out the cool houses.
Don't forget the cooler.
Come on, yeah. Check out the houses. Check out the spots. Go have a cold one, and as you're just kind of driving up and down, you find you can see where every reef is at. You know, changes from turquoise sandy water to that rock reef. When pull the thing over, make a few casts, you catch a little pargo or a little cabrilla or something. Get back in, go blaze up the beach a little more. See some bait jumping. You catch a ladyfish or something. Get back in, blaze down the beach a little more. It's become it's awesome. You're going to have such a good time, and it's definitely not. You owe it to yourself to not do every single day the same. Like you got to experience that part of it because it's going to add a lot to the trip.
Great, safe family experience.
Yeah,
we just mentioned it earlier. Normally, people used to come down and fish every day, and now they'll fish most of the time, and then do the ATVs at least one day.
Yeah,
it's part of the program now.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks a lot for the call,
Chuck. They'll have a great time. Look forward to seeing you.
For sure.
That's cool. All right. Well, speaking of safety, this was we got another. It's time to find out what's biting out there. Speaking of the East Cape, we got the man, the cast man, Richard Castanader from Cast Tours is standing by today. That catch report. It's sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, but now with Fish Pros, the market you can purchase fresh fish. They have their smoked and jerky fish, the spices rub, smoked cheese, the famous tuna burger, and just like Pete was talking about, that amazing poke kit and ceviche kit. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or call for details and order online at fishermansprocessing.com. We got the cast man standing by. Buenos dias, Cass.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky. I haven't had a chance to congratulate you on that new baby, and welcome to fatherhood.
Thanks, buddy. We're having a great time with him. That's nice of you to say.
I know, man. Anyway, hey, John, how you doing?
Good, Richard. Nice to hear from you, buddy.
Hey,
it's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while. But, you're right on that fish report. It's just amazing how many Dorado are there this time of year. And the Wahoo bite, you know, down in San Jose del Cabo, just south of you. And there's a pretty, from what they describe it, a wide-open Wahoo bite. Not a lot of big fish. You know, 20, 25 pounds, occasional 30, but it's, from what they're saying, it's wide open. And fly fish limits, that's so unusual for this time of year, but fly fish limits are pretty common down there. And, of course, the Dorado. And there's been some good quality Dorado, too, you know, running up to 15, 20, 25 pounds, which is unusual for this time of year. And then, of course, out at the Intergordo Bank, they've been getting yellowtail there as well as at Palmia Point. But the exciting news is coming from Loreto. Talked to Danny Talamantes, our charter masters up there. It's Dorado all over the place. They got them at San Bruno. You know, they got them at Punta Coyote. I mean, there's a really, really good Dorado bite. Yellowtail bite.
Thank you.
Plenty of bait. plenty of bait there in the area. And it's happening in Loretto. There's yellowtail there, and I, you know, for our annual Loretto Rumble there, Pete, May 1-5, I think it's going to be a banner type trip down there for yellowtail.
I like
because
it. That's cool.
Now those big boys will be coming up, big gals, big boys coming up to spawn, and I see some, you know, hopefully maybe some 40, 45 pounders bringing in at the weigh station. But
okay.
That's the report for this week. Anyway, I'll talk to you guys next Saturday. Anybody who wants to book a trip to Rancho Leonero or all the other places that we sell in the southern Baja and mainland Mexico and, of course, down to Central America, South America, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com. And I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
Awesome, Cast Man. Great report. Appreciate that. Glad to hear things are going so good. And, yeah, we will look forward to talking next week.
All right, man. Take care.
Thanks, Richard.
Thanks, Cass. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls, more of your texts, and a lot more great stuff with John. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds. Ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's Butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of Butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come see our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse with up to 6. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Hey, this is Rosie from Cedro Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedro Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We are the only lodge to offer all of our guests a direct flight departing from the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge and first-class meals and service. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out CedroSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, talking fun with you. Again, if you want to get through on the phones, give us a call at 213-432-1090.
All right, you had a good text before I rudely interrupted.
Oh, no, you heard it all. We were kind of bouncing off. It just kind of added to the last one. You were talking about it being such a safe place down there in the East Cape. And this question came from Rob, and he says, hey, howdy, John. This is Rob from Michigan. What about safety? My wife is a worrier, and she's heard all the stories about Mexico, but I love going down. Could you address safety for a worried wife?
Sure. Good question. The ranch is one of the few spots, I think maybe one of one or two developments down there hotels that actually have one entrance in and out. We have very, very good security. The hotel is right in the middle of a mile of private beach on either side. So we don't have the vendors. And if we do, they have to walk, and very, very few vendors, no strangers on the beach. It's just
and they're safe. Not allowed on the ranch.
No, it's just as safe as it can be. For example, drowning. For a child to drown, they would have to take a long walk. I mean, there's no holes or anything else out there. So, and it's very, very shallow. And very, for example, the boats are anchored about a half a mile off the front of the hotel, and they're in 30 feet of water. So it's a very, very gradual drop-off, no currents or anything. So the water is just as safe as it can be for the kids. We've got security cameras everywhere, all over the property. We just don't have any problem. We don't have any theft or anything. It's very, very safe on the ranch when you're there. And it's a valid concern, you know, if you go to populated areas and all that. But the ranch is very, very rustic and private, and you just won't have any problem with the family. It's safe for the kids, for sure.
And the other thing, too, is picking up at the airport. You have vans that pick you up at the airport. Exactly. You can rent a car if you want, but have the van. I mean, so you don't need a car.
No.
So have the van pick you up. The drivers are professional, and they whisk you right into the ranch.
Right, exactly. And if you do want to rent a car for a day, you know, you want to go on a day-long excursion, we have cars, $50 for the whole day, insurance included, for a 24-hour day. So you can take the cab into the ranch, and then if you decide you want to go off and go to La Paz, or a lot of people will drive, do the whole bottom end. There's a circuit that you can run. You drive up to La Paz and then go down the Pacific side through Todos Santos and then Cabo San Lucas and San Jose del Cabo, and then back up to us. And that's about a day-long trip, and people love it. You know, it's all coastal and beautiful. It gives you a chance to see the whole area.
Oh, yeah.
So we do have availability for a rental car if you decide to just use our shuttles back and forth.
Yeah. It's a great – and like John says, very safe.
Very – really, really.
Probably one of the safest places in Mexico.
Oh, I think so,
yeah.
By far. For
say
sure.
One thing. I don't leave my door unlocked at my house, and I don't even think about using my key when I'm down there. You know
yeah.
what I mean? It's
yeah.
just like – it's just a different deal.
Yeah.
I leave my keys in my car.
Yeah. Not an issue.
That part in front, and I would never do that up here.
All right. Well, if you're waiting to get in through, we have a line open at 213-432-1090. Christian's waiting for you right now. And also, if you want to text the show via the Let's Talk Hookup app. Don't forget, we've had a few texts here this morning with no phone number and no name. Make sure if you want to win that pair of Costa sunglasses, you got to give us your phone number and your name. So. That's easy, and again, you have a chance to win any pair up to $300 of Costa sunglasses. You get a code, you go on CostaDelMar.com, and you get that pair of sunglasses.
So speaking of Costas, my favorite frame of Costas was the Blackfin. Probably still is.
Yeah.
That's still my fishing, but I like the new one, the Blackfin Pro. Mm-hmm. It's just a little wider, and it's got like the vents, so it doesn't really fog up. But
I
have right now, it's my new favorite pair of shoes. The Spiro XL.
Oh,
dude,
okay.
I love these things.
Yeah.
Fit super good. they're part of the lifestyle glasses, not the fishing glasses, I guess you'd say, but like same lens, 580, you know, 580 gray glass lens. Super comfy. This is my new favorite pair from them.
Cool.
Yeah, I was always a Blackfin guy before, but Spiro XL, that's my new pair of shades.
I've always heard tales about the 580 glass. It's true.
It's really
that
good.
Stuff is
it's
really,
really
good. The 580 glass is really,
yeah, it's
good.
Really good.
And my favorite, Tuna Alley.
Uh-huh.
It's got the vents. I have a smaller face than yours, so it's a little smaller fit, but it's a very comfortable fit.
That's Renee from the Shogun. That's his,
his
frame, too. Also.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Tuna Alley.
Tuna Alley.
He's a Tuna Alley Silver Mirror.
Okay. Silver Mirror. Yeah, the Silver Mirror. I love that Silver Miller.
Yeah, you got good glasses.
That's a good one, for sure. Well, hey, phones are packed. Let's jump into
it. You got it. This time we're going to talk to Mike. He's calling from Rosemead this morning. What's up, Mike? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning. John, let's hope this never happens, but it does on occasion. Let's say a customer just gets a small injury, like needs the stitches or something. Can they handle that at the ranch there? And on an extreme case, if they need extreme medical attention, where's the nearest facility they would have to go to, barring they have travel insurance or they don't?
Well, you know, for small injuries, for emergency stuff, of course, we have got a big medical kit at the ranch, a first aid kit. In Los Barriles, there is a clinic, and they do basic. They have X-ray. They do basic health care. If something major goes along, there's a number of hospitals in San Jose and Cabo San Jose.
Private hospitals.
But yeah, they're very good ones, you know. But really, depending on, given the opportunity, it's always best for major stuff to go to the United States. We had a friend that fell down and broke his hip. And he had surgery down there, and it just doesn't work out as well down there as it does up here.
Travel insurance. Bob Dawson. Yeah. Dawson and Associates.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Travel insurance is a really, really good
thing. Annual policy for $260. If something goes wrong, they put you on a plane and you're home.
Exactly. And also if you change it's also insurance if you change your flight or you miss it.
Right.
It's really, really worthwhile to do that. And I'm not, you know, for basic emergency needs, it's absolutely no problem. I've been down there. I've been bumped and banged up pretty good over the last 40 years.
Yeah. I've been there. I burned my leg, like third degree burns on my leg one time. Yeah.
I remember that.
They took care of me at the clinic.
They do it. They'll do a good job with all that.
But I was just pouring tequila on it. I thought that was going to be fine. But John goes, no, you got to go to the clinic.
No, I had to. Pete was doing a lot of tequila that time. That was part of the problem. Yeah, I had to force Pete to go to the emergency hospital on that one. He was anesthetizing himself. Pretty good. No, for something major, like if you do break your hip or you have a major bone break or something, you're better off flying out and getting it taken care of in the United States straight up.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And again, just with that in mind, Bob Dawson, our travel insurance expert, and I have the policy. Yeah. Just bought a policy for my wife. Ricky gets the policy.
I have it.
You have it. It's $260-some-odd, give or take a few dollars, for an annual policy, and it covers every trip for your entire year.
Yep.
And
all
the most important
EVAC insurance.
And the most important thing is that EVAC insurance.
No doubt.
Yeah, most definitely. That said, you know, for example, when people have a stroke, they have the medication that you take that...
Nitroglycerin.
No, it's not nitroglycerin.
Yeah, no?
It's whatever it dissolves the blood clot.
Uh-huh.
It's medicine that's come along in the last 15 years. But, you know, my family's prone to strokes. I've never had one, knock on wood. But that was one of the things I checked at our local clinic there, that they have it, and they do. So, you know, all the basic stuff.
All the basic stuff, they'll take care of you, but if it's major, you're best to get home.
Yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely.
Hey, Mike from Yorba Linda had a text that says, I'm going down in July. I was down there in July, and I took four-wheelers trying to get up to the waterfalls and the arroyos, and there was way too many boulders due to storms. Has it been cleared out? Now,
Which waterfall?
Oh, yeah, there's so many different waterfalls. Now, I will say this. I was down there last October for a Palmas trip, and that was true. The big arroyo outside of Los Barriles had, I guess there was a couple of hurricanes last year.
Yeah, there's a lot of water.
There was a lot of water that moved a lot of big boulders, and yes, you couldn't get all the way to the end, but you could get far enough. And if you want, you can park the quad and then walk up to the very end.
Yeah,
but it changes every year on there. Yeah, it looks totally different every year.
It sure does. And it depends on the ATV and the driver of the ATV. Some of those guys go right up back to the base of the waterfall.
Yeah.
It's amazing they can get over all those boulders and all that. It's been a very, very wet season, and it's still pretty wet up. And it's part of the fun, really. There's about 1 inch or half an inch of water all across the bottom of the ravine there, and getting in there, it's a lot of fun pulling donuts and
getting
ready
a good time.
But no, there are boulders up there. And some of these
come and go.
They come and go, and they just get covered up with sand.
The big ones.
That's a big part of it. I don't think any really.
They don't go anywhere.
No, they get covered with sand, and then the sand gets washed off.
But
there's a number of waterfalls up there too. So
a lot of different ones.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can't guarantee you the rocks will be there, but it's not a long walk. It's 100 yards at the most, 150 yards.
Yeah, depends on the arroyo.
Stop and walk around the corner.
For sure.
Wherever the old zip lines used to be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Well, let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
You got it, man. They're packed up. This time we're going to talk to Donovan. He's calling us from Murrieta this morning. What's up, Donovan? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everyone. John, I have a few questions. We took a trip to Los Barrilos last year and had a really good time. There was four of us. I wanted you to talk about the capacity of your rooms, also the meals besides fish, and fish processing and how much you can bring back and the cost.
Okay, the rooms vary. You know, there's no room that we have that won't take at least three people. And some of the rooms are much larger where you can fit as many as six to eight people in it, which happens all the time for families. And they're nice accommodation. We got good hot water and the bed, really, really nice,
nice beds.
Big, very comfortable beds. And the food is very, very good. You know, it's all European style. We're the only hotel now that does that. The meals are included with your stay. And the food is very good.
Food is amazing.
Yeah, it really, really is. I eat every meal in there myself. So, and also when you catch fish, we prepared the fish for you any way you want it, no extra charge. And so that's real good. What was, I forget the other question we had.
What was your other question?
The fish processing.
Oh, fish process. We do it for, and we're also the last hotel that does it for free, for a tip for the beach guy, the cleaner. We will bag up your fish. You have to bring your own bags. We have bags available as well. And we'll have a sub-zero freezer, and we'll freeze them up for you and take them home. And normally, a normal ice chest at 50 pounds is the max weight. And a normal, I think they're, is it 57-quart coolers, the regular size?
Yeah.
They're 57-quart coolers. They're just under 50 pounds if you load them up 100%.
That's like the right volume size?
Right. Yeah. And we have
and you'll freeze the fish. And then the other option, too, is the East Cape Smokehouse will come out and pick up your fish if you want to have it vacuum-packed and processed professionally.
Exactly. And they do a very good job, and that's an option. That's all the other hotels in the East Cape now use the Smokies for all the processing.
Yeah.
We're the only hotel now that... that does the processing. Yeah. It's your choice.
If you request it, they'll come out and get it.
Oh, no, they come out every day. They're there every day, so I don't even have to request
it. You have the option.
It's your option at the beach, whether you want us to do it or have them do it.
Them do it. Yeah. And then they'll deliver the fish on the last day.
Right.
And if you don't want to bring a cooler, they have boxes that they'll sell you, styrofoam boxes.
Yeah, we do the same. With ours, we have styrofoam boxes you can buy.
Okay.
Or we have brand-new ice chests that you can buy as well for... Very reasonable.
Oh, okay.
I do have a real quick question regarding the food for you. If you're having to make a choice between rib night and Mexican food night, what's the choice going to be? I know. That's not fair.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. It's so good. You're going to have such a great trip down there.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cookup coming your way, including another full hour of your phone calls and the Kitchen Report. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Cookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Cookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLandero.com. It's unique.
San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. We need a thinner leader. More natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.